Still hanging out with Velimir Stepanovic, the Olympic swimmer, also European champion that lives and trains in the UAE.
If I wanted to get into the Olympics...
Don't ever start a sentence like that, Rossi.
What's the easiest one?
For you, I would say like
curling.
A shot put or something
like
that.
Yeah, but that's a winter sport. That's a bit different.
What can fat people do?
Javelin, shot put.
What's
the hammer throw? The hammer throw, shot put?
Shot put, yeah.
I'd love to see you at high jump.
Anyway, listen.
What's that one? Is that the pole?
Pole vault? No chance. There'd be a weight restriction on that.
It would be a telephone pole vault for me, I think.
When you're at the Olympics, do you get really nervous at your race? Like
extra
it's
nervous.
It's not just at the Olympics. It's every like major event that I have that year. So whether it be Worlds, Europeans, or Olympics, it's always going to be the same. But you know. To me, nervousness is a good thing because it means you actually care.
Yeah.
And when you actually care, you're going to give your all. And it's just important to know that it means something.
Did you ever swim against Michael Phelps?
I actually did. Yes.
Wow.
Once. And that was in the 200-meter butterfly in 2012 in the finals where he actually got beaten by Chad Laclosse. It was a huge thing.
Wow.
But I was actually in that race and I came sixth.
That's amazing,
that's
man.
That is really good.
So is he, because he's a bit of a, like, he's on a different level than everyone across the world, right?
Why does he wear these, like, he comes in with his headphones on? What's all that about?
I think a lot of people do that, though. They all listen to their music, you know, they kind of drown out everything around them so they can focus on their race. I'm a little bit different. I don't actually listen to any music.
You don't have a jam, like a song?
No, because I actually like to experience that, you know, the feel, the sound of the crowd and all that kind of thing.
This could be a song.
If you need a song, I've got one. It's called In It For Love. It's my song. I'm happy to let you hear that.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
Just letting you know.
I don't think so.
Masara. Is it Masara?
Yes.
Hi, darling. How are you? You're on with Velimir. What do you want to say?
I just heard him that he gives inspirational speeches at school, and actually we're interested in having him in our school.
All right. Well, I'm his manager now.
Wait, what?
So we're going to make some... You do go to a few schools and make some sort of motivational speeches, right?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be going down to Repton to do a little talk, which is going to be really good. But I'm more than happy to come to schools and do it because I think it's extremely important for me to go and, you know, give my experience and
good
get my
you.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Wait, what school do you represent, Masada?
I'm part of the parents' committee in King's School, Alberta.
Just down the road.
Amazing.
Then.
All right. Well, listen, we'll get your number and we'll get you in touch with Velimir, and hopefully he'll come out there and do it for the kids. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. We'd love that.
Thank you so much, darling. Well, listen, Velimir, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. If you want to follow him on Instagram or you want to get in contact, if you're a sponsor, for example, and you want to be, you know, attach your name to Velimir and what he's doing here, he's got the Worlds coming up as well. You can get him on Instagram and we'll give you that handle on our Instagram account, which is at Chris Fade Show. You went up against our friend Kareem in a swimming race recently.
Yep, that is correct.
And... it didn't go as planned, and he actually lost the race.
Oh.
And the reason why...
There's a secret weapon.
Have a listen to the secret weapon.
This is a story about a legend. A man. No, not him. Where is he? Here he is. Kareem. The man that was unbeatable in the water. All because of his nose. Yes. The nose was unbeatable. There he was at the Olympics, up against Olympic champion Velimir, unbeatable in the water until this man and his secret handshakes. Look at his moves. Look. And they're off. The race began with Velimir way ahead. But as they propelled themselves through the water, it was then that the Arab nose began. And towards the end, yes, it was first to touch the wall. His nose made it. His nose was the winner. There is nothing stopping his nose.
So you lost the race. It was all because of the guy's nose, Kareem's nose.
Hey, that streamline, it's a big thing. It's very important.
It is.
I'm just comparing noses here. Yeah, you've definitely taken it.
Wait,
Kareem's here.
I have a decent one.
Yeah, you got a decent one. Now, if you want to see the video of that actual race, it is up on Instagram right now.
It's very intense.
We're going to throw it up at virginradiodubai.com. You can watch it there. Or it's on my account at Chris Fade. I'd like you to go watch that race, and you can see Kareem in action, and you can see why his nose won him that race against Olympian Velimir, all right?
Well done. Can we watch you on TV when you go to the World Swimming Championships?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not really sure what channel it'll be on, but I'm sure it'll be on every every channel.
Yeah, for sure.
Velimir, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in the Worlds, and hopefully come back with a medal, okay?